The Human by Neil Asher. Read by Peter Noble. Cast of characters. Captain Cogulus Hoop, a centuries-old captain from the world of Spatterjay, known by most as Cog. Just like other humans of that world, he is a Hooper, the term used to describe those infected by the Spatterjay virus. Cog is also related to the founder of that world, the infamous pirate, Jay Hoop. What many people don't know is that Cog is also an agent for the Polity. Cog initially set out to help another Hooper, Trike, rescue his wife, who had been kidnapped by the Legate, Angel. This drew him to the Cyberrat system, from where they barely escaped alive. They were then attacked by the swarm AI, the Clade, and Cog's ship was badly damaged. Dragon took them in, and they sheltered within his vast structure, until he then transported them to the planet Jaskor. On this world, Cog and his crew joined Orlandine's fight against the terror of the Clade, which was seeking to break down her defences there in preparation for the coming of the Jane. The Client, an expert weapons developer and the last remaining creature of a civilization called the Species. Her kind was supposedly annihilated centuries ago by the alien Praedor. The Client, bent on revenge, took over a weapons platform from the defense sphere and traveled to her old home planet, now in the Praedor Kingdom. On a moon there, she discovered a hidden library holding a treasure trove of data stores guarded by the librarian. The Client's battle with this ancient Jane unlocked the forbidden data she was seeking, and finally revealed to her what happened to her kind. This led her to the accretion disk, where Orlandine's deployment of the Harding Black Hole had released two ships that had been trapped for millions of years in a U-space blister. The first which appeared held the ancestors of the Client, and she managed to persuade Orlandine to cease attacking them. The second ship let out the fearful shriek of the Jane, and is the real enemy. Diana Windermere, the captain of the massive Polity dreadnought, the Cable Hogue, sent by Earth Central at the head of a Polity fleet to the accretion disk and Jaskor to counter threats against the Polity, including the Praedor fleet that was sent too. She soon found herself up against an alien ship out of a U-space blister in the accretion disk sun. That was bad enough, but she dealt with it, allying with the Praedor and Orlandine's weapons platforms to that end. But now, another immense alien ship is coming out. Dragon, a moon-sized alien biomech who is Orlandine's partner in her project to build the accretion disk defense sphere. His motives and aims are often opaque, but it is certain that he has a hatred for the Jane technology within that disk. Earth Central is the ruling AI of the Polity. However, it can make sub-minds of itself, and, facing the Jane menace, makes one to deal with this. The new EC is locked out from Jaskor and the accretion disk by U-space disruption, and must find a way in. Gemmel is the leader of the Polity ground forces down on Jaskor. After facing the hostile swarm AI, the Clade, it now seems, with Orlandine back in control, that his task is coming to an end. It is not. Orlandine, the Heyman overseer of the Defense Sphere project. Orlandine controls all the AIs and state-of-the-art weapons platforms that surround and guard the accretion disk, looking to contain the lethal concentration of Jane technology gathered there. She is made up of a complex mix of human, AI, and Jane Tech herself. When the disk was attacked by an impossibly powerful Jane soldier, seemingly to release the Jane Tech, she was forced to launch her special project. This involved transporting a black hole via U-space to the accretion disk, where it could halt the spread of Jane Tech once and for all. However, deploying the black hole in fact released two ships from a U-space